Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to the press conference of the foreign ministers of the Czech Republic and Egypt. At first, I would like to ask both the ministers for short speeches. Yes.
Dámy a pánové, jsem velice rád, že jsem dneska mohl pozdravit egyptského ministra zahraničí u nás. Je to první návštěva egyptského ministra zahraničí v České republice, ale musíme uznat, že naše vztahy sahají dosti daleko do budoucnosti, poněvadž první republika už uznala hned na začátku 20. let Egypt a měli jsme tam velmi brzo, mnohem dřív než některé jiné evropské státy, naše vyslanectví tehdy. A tudíž taky během těch posledních 80 let byly velmi čilé styky s Egyptem. Nesmíme vůbec zapomenout, že taky za druhé světové války spousta emigrantů, uprchlíků, opravdu se mohlo uchýlit do Egypta a byli tam velmi pohostinně přijati. A takže tady je opravdu staré přátelství a taky naše firmy jsou velmi čileční v Egyptě. Ten obchod s Egyptem stoupá, takže máme opravdu výborné vztahy. My jsme s panem ministrem probrali dost problémů, hlavně pochopitelně jsme se bavili, nebo vlastně jednali o všech problémech, které dneska na Středním východě, na Blízkém východě existují. Probrali jsme různou situaci, jak v Iráku, tak jinde. A musím říct, že to byla velmi přínosná diskuse. Samozřejmě jsme se taky dotkli bilaterálních vztahů a musím říci, že to byla jedna z nejpříjemnějších návštěv, které jsme v posledních letech přijali. Děkuji mnohokrát.
Thank you, Mr. Minister. And now I would like to ask Minister Ahmed Abu Elgait for several words.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Minister. My colleague, the Foreign Minister of Czechia, has stated, yes, Egyptian, Czechian or Czechoslovak relations have started since the very early 20s, and we have maintained legations in Prague and in Cairo. We have maintained the best of relations. Many Czech nationals lived in Egypt over the years, especially during the Second World War years. And since then, we have had and maintained always the best of relationship. And we are determined to keep building relations with Czechia to increase the level of and the volume of trade, of investments. We are hopeful to see many, many more Czech tourists coming to Egypt and to enjoy Egypt resource as Egypt historical sites. Yes, this is the first foreign minister's visit. It won't be the last. I'm sure that I will have other chances to visit, especially during the Czech presidency, first part of 2009. I extended an invitation to my colleague to come to Egypt. We have had a very fruitful discussion that extended even beyond the alluded time, and we discussed mainly issues related to the situation in the Middle East, all the files mentioned by my colleague. Today I was privileged to see the President of the Republic. I met the Speaker of the Senate. I'll be seeing the Speaker of Parliament. I'll be seeing the Prime Minister. It has been a fruitful discussions and fruitful consultations, and I'm sure that at the end of the day, I will understand more about Czech positions vis-à-vis European as well as Middle Eastern. And the Czech officials will hopefully understand also more about our part of the world. Thank you very much, Minister, for all the hospitality.
Thank you very much. So, are there any questions, please? Yeah. If you could introduce yourself, please.
Karel Janíček, Associated Press, for a question for the Foreign Minister of Egypt. You both said that probably the main point of your discussion was the situation in the Middle East. You, Foreign Minister, and other leaders of your country have recently expressed reservations about the planned conference on the Middle East, which is backed by the United States and should take place probably next month. I would like to ask you what's the official view of your country of the conference, and is Egypt ready to attend it?
I tell you, we do not have reservations, but we have been questioning many of the aspects of we are putting questions, we are asking for information about the intention of the host of the United States. What are they planning for that conference? What are the objectives of the conference? How to ensure success for such a meeting? The idea is, and there has been always the Egyptian position, which is if we go to the United States to have a meeting with the attendance of Arab countries, important European as well international players, how are we to ensure success? In order to ensure success, we have to prepare well, thoroughly. We have to prepare an agenda. We have to prepare the concepts. We have to allow both parties to come to the conference agreeing on a frame, on an approach, on how to proceed to do negotiations. But if we go to a conference or a meeting for one day without thorough preparations, then it will not produce the desired results. And if it fails to produce results, then it will backfire and it will adversely affect the situation as well as the relations between both. You recall the Camp David meeting in July 2000s. You recall the negotiations that have been launched between the Palestinians and the Israelis between July 2000 up to January 2001. They didn't produce what was desired. Hence, it backfired on both, and we witnessed 5 or 6 years of an intifada, of a clash of wills between the Palestinians and the Israelis. That we have to not to see, and that we have to ensure that there will be success. So the Egyptian, you call them reservations, we call them questions. That prepare well, and in order to prepare well, you have to engage the parties. The Secretary of State of the United States is coming to the region in a few days. We hope that she would not limit itself to a few days, but she would keep coming to the region, building a position or a situation whereby when we go, all of us to Washington, when we go, all of us to Washington, that is an answer to your question, then we see success.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, is there some other question? Yeah? Czech News Agency?
Já se omlouvám, já se zeptám na něco, co nesouvisí se schůzkou, zeptám se našeho pana ministra. Pane ministře, objevily se různé spekulace o tom, že by se na náměstkovské místo měl vrátit velvyslanec Kohout. Tak jsem se chtěla zeptat, jestli byste se k tomu mohl oficiálně vyjádřit, případně to potvrdit, vyvrátit. Děkuji.
Já bych řekl, že toto téma nepatří na to tiskovou konferenci. Tady si věnujeme našemu hostovi. Nikoli problému tady ministerstvo, pan velvyslanec Kohout je srdečně vítán. Tady já se ještě s ním musím přesně domluvit, jakou funkci jste bude mít. Ale není to témata této konvertiskovky, prosím. Já bych ale rád ještě jednu věc řekl, že pod vděkem jsem zaznamenal, že pan ministr mi už v New Yorku ujistil v podpoře Egypta pro naší kandidaturu na nestálý členství ve Spojených národů a obzvláště této podpory vzhledem k vůči roli Egyptu si velice vážíme.